Certainly the summer has been another hot one, as many people I'm sure in the city of Tonawanda have been looking to get out to the pool and find ways to cool down this summer. In the city of Tonawanda, though, one of the locations that may be facing a bit of a challenge is Kohler Pool. What can you tell us about what the city is facing with that pool and the future of that pool going forward?
Well, that's always a concern, because the one thing we don't want to do is pour everything on our taxpayers, and it needs a lot of work. We've been tired of putting Band-Aids on it. The Band-Aids keep coming off, and it needs to be redone. We need a new pool. It's an old pool. It's satisfied a lot of families. So, I mean, when I was a kid riding there, we'd ride our bikes there from all different parts of the city. People walk there. It's just a great location, because my concern is I don't want the children swimming in the river. I don't want the children swimming in the canal. And I sure as heck don't want them swimming in Elka Creek. And that's what will happen if we eliminate our pool, because you won't be able to go to North Tonawanda. It's for North Tonawanda residents. Town of Tonawanda is for Town of Tonawanda residents. So bottom line is, this pool is a necessity. We got 15,000 people that live in the city. And you know what? We're a small community. And it's hard to get grants for a small community when the needs are that great, like what we got. So we are putting opportunities for grant applications everywhere. And I've got somebody who's energetic. She's got a lot of energy, and she's enthusiastic, and she cares. And she's came to me, and she's running with this thing. I said, absolutely, I will support it. So what she's doing is creating the grassroots. We need to get this from the bottom, get everybody involved, from exchange clubs, Kiwanis Club, the Rotary Club, all the organizations behind it, and get excited about it, because it's something that's needed in the city. Every kid that learns how to swim at Kohler Pool, and it's contagious is what we're trying to make this thing. So we're starting from the small, and Amanda Shepler is the person who is a grant writer, who's going to be working with our people. We submitted a grant in 2024, and we did another one in 23, and there one was dismissed because we didn't qualify, and that was for the swim grant. And the other one, which we were refused, was for the it came through Senator Kennedy. So those are the ones every opportunity we are trying, and it's something that we need in the city, and I don't want to see it drop, because like I said, I don't want to see these kids swimming in the river.
Feel free to talk about maybe some of the repairs that need to happen at Kohler Pool and what kind of funding that may require in order to properly upkeep the pool.
Well, you've got a couple of them. One's $2.5 million to put a new liner on it and get some of the siding done and filter. But there's so much more to it. You've got filters. You've got pumps. You're using salt pool. It's a salt pool, and it's got chlorine mixed in with it. And both of them are going to be – they're both corrosive. And your pumps and all your motors and everything they break down very fast. And we also have liners. The liner's gone. We're leaking. We've been leaking pool and water chemicals for years. And we've been putting Band-Aids on it, and the Band-Aids keep falling off. So we do need to get it fixed. We know that. And be honest with you, this year we jumped through hoops to make it happen, because we know how badly we need it. And it worked. We did it. We got it going for this year. But it's going to come down to, eventually, we need a big lift. And a big lift is to replace the pool. The cement all around it is cracked. It's a liability. When people walk on it, tripping hazard. The fence needs a brand-new fence. The pool, we need new liners. We need a new pool, liner, cement work around it. So the whole thing is about $4.5 million to get that repaired.
You make it sound like it's going to take a quite a big community effort in order to come up with the funding and come up with the necessary tools to fix the pool. What is your message to the community then at this point in time, as you're hoping to find the resources in order to make the necessary repairs to not only, you know, keep Kohler Pool open, but to keep it good for a long period of time?
Well, basics is we're working on the ground level from the grassroots efforts. Let's all be positive. Let's talk positive about it. Let's support it. Anything that comes up, be there. Show that we're a strength in numbers. And then when we go to do the grant, we submit all this with the grant. It just adds to the seriousness of the whole city's behind it. And that's where the grassroots efforts start. And I think that's why we got to – it's just the beginning. Yeah, we just started this effort now, so it's not going to happen overnight, but we need everybody to be positive, energetic, and it's not going to come out of our pockets. We can't afford it. We're considered a low-income community. So I know it's not going to come out of there, but we need to get this grant. And there may be a match. What if they say, all right, I'm going to give you $4.5 million and it's a 20% match? I mean, we can't absorb that. So we're looking for all help from all directions.
Are you confident, at least for the time being, that Kohler Pool can stay open for the community throughout the rest of this year and maybe next year if need be?
Oh, absolutely this year. Absolutely this year. I mean, an example, the slide broke. We couldn't repair the slide. We took the slide down. It was a liability concern. So now it's down for the rest of the season. So we're hoping to get that repaired going into next year. We're going to plan for next year, and like we always have, and sit down. And we have a good group, hardworking group, that make it happen every year. So if we can, we're going to keep it open for another year. We're going year by year right now.